If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Esteemed host, Jim Fisher.
Just the most average looking dude. And they're like, well, let's make his hair blue at least, for fuck's sake.
Tyler Fudge.
He looks like chubby Okada. So the possibilities are endless.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 303 of Suplex City Limits, recorded January 30th, 2021. New year, same shit. It's your boy, the King of Long Style, Jim Vicious, and he is the Canadian Bacon Destroyer, my co-host.
Canadian Bacon Destroyer, didn't know we're in the Chinese New Year now. Is that what it is? Is that why we're in the New Year, 3 weeks into the year? Anyways, my name's Tyler Fudge. I'm going to stop rambling now. Hi.
It took 3 weeks for me to figure out that it's just the same old shit.
Same old shit. 2021. I knew 2021 was going to be the same old shit when Dr. Dre almost died and somebody tried to rob his house while he was doing so. That's when I knew 2021 was going to be the same old fucking year.
Yeah. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on Patreon, get yourself a shout out, like Bad Motherfuckers, Evil Evan, He's Not Balding, Chris Spalding, B-Rad Brad, and C-Money, who's the executive producers, to be the baddest of the bad motherfuckers.
We executively thank you.
Yeah. Eli Rudo Rodriguez, Scary Terry Ansel, Lucas Gucci Balducci, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, Smack It Down Podcast, Caleb, you should see the size of his Oregon Field Morgan Field, The Rice Around Jabroni, Ty Loney, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Kick Ass Keith Martin, and The Roach Killer, Chris Savage. This week on the show, we've got the top three, we'll talk some news. Royal Rumble is tomorrow.
So it is.
Give a shit.
I'll preface by saying this. I'll watch the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe we'll talk about it. So let's kick this motherfucker off, as we do every week, with this week's SCL Top 3, after a word from our sponsor.
These aren't dolls, and they're certainly not teddy bears. TNA Wrestling presents the Deluxe Impact Series 3. Kevin Nash, Jay Lethal, Velvet Sky, Matt Morgan, Sharp Sky, and the Icon, Sting. All so you can book your own dream matches. Action figures so detailed, you'll think your favorite TNA superstar is in the room next to you. Oh. TNA Wrestling and Jack Pacific present the Deluxe Impact Series 3. Action so close you can touch it.
Suplex City Limits.
Top 3.
Suplex City Limits Top 3.
Top 3.
That's a big rip.
You know what,
top
though?
3 matches of the week. A Matt Morgan action figure, man.
Matt Morgan, he says that you can book your dream matches with Matt Morgan, Velvet Sky, Kevin Nash, and Sting. Now that's all my dream matches rolled into one.
Matt Morgan, it's probably a hard one to find.
Matt Morgan?
Yeah.
Jim, I shit you not, somewhere in this house there's actually a Matt Morgan WWE figure. I shit you not. From when
a WWE one?
Yeah, when his first run in WWE, me and Travis had his action figure. I can vividly, he's got gray pants or gray shorts. Yep. Yep. I can picture it. It was I remember it vividly.
like, oh, wrestling figure, who is it? Matt Morgan.
Travis used to go even deeper. Like, when I got out of it, Travis even had a Sylvester Turkai action figure. Right? Like, it's unreal, dude. Like, if we would have kept those in boxes, we would be so well off right now.
Is Matt Morgan in his boy stable or what?
No. Actually, I think me and Travis were going through our boy stable at one point in time, like a week ago.
And Matt it's Morgan not in my boy stable either.
No. You know what? Matt Morgan at one point in time was in my boy stable a couple years ago, but he's not no more. I was a weird fan of Matt Morgan when he was the Blueprint in TNA, but I digress.
Let's get into this top three. Number three
is The Elite, which we got to preface, The Young Bucks and The Good Brothers, taking on the John Silver and the Dark Order.
Because he's the leader now. Huh?
In my books, John Silver is the leader because he's the reason why I look forward to seeing the Dark Order. But I digress. The Dark Order taking on the Elite. It was a very fun match. Everybody shined. Even Doc Gallows found time to shine, and he doesn't shine for me very often. So, except for when he's saying butter, when he's Sex Ferguson, he's got me.
I'm looking at my notes here. I didn't even see that match on my notes.
No?
I enjoyed it that much that I didn't take notes during it, I guess.
You know what that is? That is something to be said when you get so into a match that you just don't take notes for it just because you're just so into the match. You'd rather just look at your television screen, and that's the best way to be, if you ask me.
Yeah. The guy, that was awesome. It's so cool that we finally got around to this, right? To the Good Brothers and the Bucks together, and
yeah,
the Good Brothers and AEW and all this shit, like doing, you know, Biz Clues, fucking references and shit.
Suckets, just going ham on the Suckets all the time. Suck it, suck it, suck it. Or was that on Being the Elite? That might have been on Being the Elite.
That's probably on Being the Elite. But yeah, Gallows comes out and he's fucking using it, you know, he's got his belt like a dick. I'm like, holy shit, these guys.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're on TNT, not fucking Access.
It's so true.
But it's good. So I enjoy seeing these guys all together. Unfortunately, I think they're going to end up, you know, splitting them off, doing Bucks versus Good Brothers and shit.
I think a lot sooner than it should be, too.
Yeah. It's like, this match is to decide the number one contender for the tag team, you know, championship, and then the Bucks are in it. And if we win, we get to pick. Like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, come on. That sucks.
I'm really hoping that they don't win. You know what I mean? Cause I'm really hoping that this is just some coy or what do you call it? I can't think of the word, but divert your attention somewhere else, and it's just going to do something. That's where I hope it goes. I would kind of hope an Impact team comes and wins it. You know what I mean?
Just, and why exactly would you give them the shot if you won? The dudes you're teaming up with right now, who you're friends with?
I think it's...
This makes sense.
So, I know that you shouldn't have to watch Being the Elite to get the whole story, but if you watch Being the Elite, they know that Kenny, Don, and the Good Brothers are lying to them. They know that they're getting fucked. So, from the get-go, you know they're not fully in the Elite or Bullet Club or AEW's version of Bullet Club. So, it seems like they're really prematurely jumping off into that. We're not going to really be a group, but yeah.
Again, another example of like, dude, why didn't I explain that on the show?
Yeah, because it's it's a scene where the Good Brothers leave, or the Good Brothers are there. They asked him, was like, hey, you know, what the fuck was that when they came out for them for the tag team match?
I saw that, actually.
Yeah, and it was like, they're fucking lying to us. They were lying to us, weren't they, right? Like, blah, blah, blah. So.
Well, then Callus like faked the attack, I guess, right? Is that kind of what they're going?
I guess. Well, what was all that noise after the camera went? You know what I mean? Like, where did the Young Bucks go?
So,
Well, I mean, like, at least I'm looking for logic in AEW because sometimes I get it. But in WWE, no, you never get logic.
Yeah. AEW, you know, for the most part, will, but there's a lot of shit that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I thought that was fun.
I did too. I thought it was overall fun match.
Yeah, very good. Number two.
Number two comes from New Japan Pro Wrestling. It happened roughly like 5 hours ago. It was my 2020 Wrestler of the Year, Shingo Takagi, defending his never open weight title against the ace, Hiroshi Tanahashi. And by Jesus, Hiroshi Tanahashi is now the new never open weight champion.
Wow, that's crazy, huh?
It is crazy. I did not expect that to happen. But the match itself, what caused me to watch it was the fact that I woke up and I checked the Observer's website. And because I just wanted to see, like, is there any wrestling I should watch this morning before we do this? And I seen that match, and, like, literally the first paragraph is like, this match could be match of the year. And I was like, oh, I should maybe watch this. It was really good. It was really good. You had a story where Tanahashi is working like he knows he's on his last leg. He's working like his body has betrayed him. And he can't get the job done no matter what he does. Takagi can't get the job done no matter what he does. And it's just a battle of nutrition between the two. And it's just whoever makes the first mistake first. And unfortunately, it was Shingo.
Yeah, you know, every match you get with Tanahashi now, I'm really trying to soak it up. You know, because I think the end is near.
I think so, too. I think, like, the end, I think, is near for his stellar matches. I think that you give Tanahashi another year or two, he will be in the position of like a Tenzan. You know what I mean? Where you're on the undercard having the tag team matches with the young boys.
Yeah. How old fucking old is he anyway?
Tanahashi? I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly how old he is. All I can tell you is like he debuted in like 2003. So like take it what you will there, he's somewhat.
He is 44 years old.
44? You take a guy that has, you know, of the style that he worked, 44 on those knees, that's a long time.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. Yeah. It's we'll just enjoy it while we can. Him as Neverweight Champion is random as fuck, so.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, at least they're not pushing him into the heavyweight championship scene, which nobody needs to see right now.
Yeah, so there you go. Moving on. Number one
is Jungle Boy taking on Dax Harwood, because my, oh, my, what a fucking match that was.
Tremendous match.
It was. There's no... No, I don't even know where I could even go with it. This match was a traditional wrestling match. There was not much in the way of high-flying by Jungle Boy. This was just a match, a just throwback match, and it was beautiful. I fucking loved it. And then, like, the people outside, it worked well. They had a reason for being there. It added suspense to it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. It should have been the main event.
Yeah. Oh, I believe so. Apparently, it was all Dax Harwood put the whole thing together.
Yeah, pretty good, man. I really enjoyed it. You know, he comes out, Jungle Boy comes out with the win, which is kind of expected, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, it was needed. You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely needed. Jungle Boy, because I think it was only a couple weeks ago where we were talking about they haven't really done anything with Jungle Boy.
I think he started off with him and he was super hot, and then they had to kind of cool him down because, yeah, like, they're not, if you're not going to do anything real major with him right now, what do you, you know, exactly, why get him hot?
And you know what? They did a good job at getting him hot again, in my opinion, especially on top of that song. Like, you get that song, once there's the crowd, crowd's going to go ape shit over that song, I think.
Maybe. It's cool, you know, when they do it in the middle of the song, in the middle of the match and shit. The whole thing is pretty sweet, man. That song is fucking good.
It is a good song. And, like, the song aside, whether or not the song is good, it's nostalgia and familiarity. So you got a new guy like Jungle Boy, who, okay, so we don't want to really lean into the whole Luke Perry aspect to it. So you take a song that everybody, well, most people know. As soon as they hear it, and they'll associate it with this guy, and this guy all of a sudden has a thing that stands out for him, you know, something that people think about him as. They, when they think about Jungle Boy, they think about that song. It's like, oh. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. If you can ever pack arenas again, that'll be definitely a thing.
Yeah.
You know, 10,000, 15,000 people doing that.
It'd be great. It would be great.
But I don't know when that's going to happen, dude.
So, I don't know.
I guess if you do it in Florida, you can just kind of do it anytime.
I guess, yeah. Like, WrestleMania is going to be at the stadium.
Some states have just completely given up, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Florida never really tried. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It was like 2 weeks where they were like, okay, we're going to shut shit down. And then Vince McMahon donated a bunch of money and they opened back up.
Yeah. I mean, Florida, they just do whatever the fuck. They don't care. It's Florida.
Yeah. It's Florida. Yeah. Why do you think we get Florida Man and all that kind of stuff? It's Florida.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. There's the top three.
Top three.
Pretty good week. Let's move on.
Talk
about anything else from this week's wrestling.
Yeah, we might as well dive into the rest of the AEW show, which I thought was actually a pretty decent show. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I thought last week's show sucked.
Yeah,
but this week's show was very good.
Yeah, some people I hear had a little bit of trouble with the beginning match not working.
Kingston and Archer?
Yeah, apparently a lot of streaming services just had the no single screen for the first 20 minutes of Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw Tony Khan apologize for it. And
They put the match up right on their YouTube right away. The good guy AEW, man. Like, at least if they fuck up, they're going to give you a reason to forgive them a little bit.
Yeah, so that's cool. I thought the match was actually pretty fucking good.
I did too. I liked how they decided to keep, you know, people away from the ring, but it led to an angle at the end with Roberts. You know, I thought it was, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know what I mean? You try to do the right thing and not have anybody ringside, and then as soon as you do it, Jake Roberts gets the old man beaten out of him.
Dude. Also, wow, a reason for a rematch.
Yeah, right?
Mind-blowing, isn't it?
I know. Oh, my.
Maybe WWE, how many matches do they have right there where, like, the person's already beat them clean, and then they just do the match again?
I think they did that, like, this week, actually.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, I think there's more than one this week, yeah.
Probably. There's one at stake. I remember hearing an example of it. I can't picture. I know it's women. But
I think it's a women's match, isn't
it? Yeah, Bianca and Bayley, I think, actually. Where Bayley beat Bianca clean, and then she's taking her on at Royal Rumble or something like that.
So this makes sense, dude. This is good. Makes actual sense. Like, oh, here's a reason to see this match.
Yep. You beat up my mentor. You beat up Jake the Snake. You know he's a former fucking crackhead. Like, he's fragile, and you're beating him up. What if he goes back to crack now after you beat him up?
He's fragile, man. Very fragile.
He's got stickers.
Get a killer Moxley promo. Just how fucking good is this guy at promos? God damn it.
Yeah, and you could tell, too, he's kind of being himself. You know what I mean? With the line of, you know, I like to have sex in the morning because it starts the day off well.
That's crazy talk to me, dude. I'm a nighttime guy.
I agree.
Well, before bed, I wake up like, holy shit, dude. I can't nut in the morning for one thing.
It's really hard, and.
For me, it is. I'll break my dick trying to fucking get a nut in the morning.
Just be fucking raw. For a whole new meaning to raw dogging.
You ever break your dick before? Yeah, I have.
Like,
twice.
What do you mean by break? Like, to the point where it just doesn't do anything? What?
Maybe a broken blood vessel in there or something?
No.
Where, like, it swelled way up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, they lost the length and swelled up, like, huge.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't even fucking, like, do shit with it.
I
try to take a piss once. And I've got like this swollen fucking like immobile dick.
And
the first time I was so fucking scared, man, and I was like, oh my god, this is like what's gonna happen. And then it went back to normal, so when it happened again, I was like, oh okay, I'm cool. But yeah, if it ever happens to you, don't freak out.
Don't try to like relieve any pressure with knives or something. That's just not right.
Yeah. So that's cool. I think that dude's promos are just great. And just as a dude, which I think that is him, I don't really think there's much of a difference in this current Jon Moxley character. It's pretty much just him.
I think so,
yeah.
He brought up a good point, too. Is like he's confused as to what's going on here because a couple weeks ago, Penta and Phoenix hated him. Now he's teaming up with them. They're buddies now. He just don't. It's like the world is changing so much. So I mean, brings up a good point, and probably wouldn't have brought that up if it was me. But hey,
I thought it was good. I thought it was I thought it was like a way to identify. You know, I'm like, yeah, me too. I don't know what the fuck's going on really either.
You're probably right. It's probably better to bring it up so that you can at least be confused together.
Yeah. The Sting and Darby thing. Which, you know, at first was like, all right, Sting's talking while Darby just broods. Very nice. But then Darby starts talking too. And
yeah, and it's like, well.
They're breaking windows and shit. Like, it was like, would they say that they are hooligans?
So angsty.
I forget what term he used.
Yeah.
Somebody you're fucking 60, dude.
I know, right? Next thing
you're 60-year-old born-again Christian grandpa.
Yeah. Next thing you know, fucking Tim Armstrong is going to come. Fucking be their manager or something.
I assume he's a grandpa.
Sting?
Yeah.
I would imagine he's grandpa age.
I mean, he's got kids, right? I don't know.
Does he have kids? I don't know anything about Sting.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I know he's
it's
all
hard to keep up with that shit. I don't really keep up with like what wrestlers had kids and shit. No. I'm pretty sure he was married and had kids and shit.
I mean, I'd assume he got married, yeah.
Either way, I didn't think it was that bad, but it was Darby's talking, man. Like,
it's not good. It's cringy.
Can't someone talk to him? And it's like, all right, dude, here's what's wrong. It's just so weird the way he talks.
Some people just don't have it. You know what I mean? Like, some people just can't and never will really talk well.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you think it's something you could be able to learn, but.
Yeah, and you'd think it's something they would try to hide until they get it going. You know what I mean? Or until he gets it going. But
yeah, there was that. Sting and MJF, Varsity Blondes. I thought that was, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a fine match. Nothing.
Jericho nails the perfect lion salt.
Oh, yeah.
Stares into the camera. It's like, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was great. It's great. And it's... Obviously, you know, the week before, somebody was in the way. He never got a chance to leap up. But I mean,
that's what people with a fucking brain saw. These idiots didn't, you know, they don't know shit about anything. So
no,
you can't do it anymore. Like, you don't see that was the problem, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, it's some people just want a reason to hate on Jericho. Jericho's a piece of shit. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, follow his social media. That's all you need. I mean,
yeah, that's all you need.
If you're looking for a reason to hate Jericho, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, this is not one of them.
Yeah. So there's that. What else is on the show? The Pac promo I thought was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's always in his gear, though.
Always in his gear. Even when he's on TV while on TV, he's in his gear.
It's so weird. Yeah, he's always... Isn't he the beginning of full gear? Like, the reason that became a thing? Yeah, I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is, dude.
Maybe.
Because he'd always be doing these promos and shit. Like, I remember that one was outside, and he's like outside, fucking in the rain, like in his gear. What?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I just like to think that he just wears his gear everywhere.
All the time.
In the airport and shit.
It's better than what he wears anyways, you know, because, like, I think I've said the story before. You watch A Table for Three on WWE, and you see Pac in street clothes, and it's fucking stupid looking. Right? Like, he's got his hair pinned all the way back in a ponytail. His ears are sticking out. He's wearing these geeky glasses, and he's got a polo shirt, like a pink Ralph Lauren polo shirt, buttoned up right to the Adam's apple. He just looks like a fucking geek. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess I'd rather that then. I'd rather see him in his gear than that.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Jesus. I thought it was pretty good, though.
Yeah. Great promo.
You had this Shaq challenge, and it's funny because Randy from the Check Engine Light podcast.
Randy.
You tuning son of a bitch.
Randy, you tuning son of a bitch. Don't fucking practice, Randy.
He sent over a video of the Shaq challenge, and because he doesn't watch fucking AEW or any wrestling for that matter, but he knows about wrestling. He watched Lucha Underground and shit. So okay, anyway,
yeah.
And he, of course, back in the day, he watched it, but he sends it over and he's like, "How fucking terrible is that? How awful of a challenge is that?" You know,
and very like, yeah, unemotional. Yeah, it. Whether or not Shaq...
you look like a girl.
Yeah. You look like a girl with that blonde hair. How about we fight? Maybe in March. How about that?
Terrible, dude.
Man, like, won't you just act like you have a beef? You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
The whole thing sucks. The whole build to it sucks. Everything about it sucks. When his wife got fucking preggers... should have just been the end of it. Just let it go, dude. Because this is going to suck so many... this is going to suck so many dicks in so many ways.
It's probably not going to be very good. But at the same time, it's still Shaq. You know what I mean? There's going to be intrigue.
I guess.
This is what you got to hope for, Jim. You got to hope that this match brings in... some lapsed fan or some kind of fan that's there to see Shaq, and that the match doesn't stink enough that the rest of the show can't impress them. That's what you gotta hope for.
It's on pay-per-view. They're not gonna order a pay-per-view just to see Shaq fucking awfully wrestle.
You never know. There's people that's done stupider things.
Shaq, who's 50 and has bad knees and a bad back. He's got a bad fucking everything, dude.
Yeah, there's still about fucking 30,000 people that order WWE pay-per-views, too, for $65 a pop every month. So,
the fuck are those people?
People that don't have real internet and network issues, but yeah.
I don't have no internet.
I don't have any of the fiber optics.
Look at that Cody promo, dude. That Arn Anderson just talks and talks and talks, and I start fast forwarding. He's still talking. Like, oh my god!
Yeah, it was.
Does this day mean anything to you? No, it sure does, Arn.
Red Velvet.
Oh, that was your birthday. What the fuck?
Oh, like oh yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think I got that anymore, actually.
I don't know. So I'm like, it's like, I don't understand what the fuck. But anyway, Red Velvet comes out. That's such a fucking terrible name. That's such a terrible name. Bitch, you know that's a cake, bitch?
I was just going to say, pretty good cake, though.
I guess. Pointless cake.
What do you mean, pointless?
There's no added flavor to it. It's just red. Matter?
Doesn't matter?
What? I'm pretty sure, right? I mean, there's no different flavor to Red Velvet than there is any other cake.
A lot of times when I have Red Velvet, there's like a weird, like, white sauce.
White sauce?
Going through white stuff. Going through it.
I don't know. Usually they put, like, you put, like, a cream cheese frosting
That's
on it.
That's what I'm thinking of, sorry.
Instead of, like, you know, whatever.
Thanks
I fucking love cream cheese frosting.
I do, too. Cream cheese frosting is the best. Yeah. Maybe I just really like cream cheese frosting on any kind of cake. Not so much Red Velvet, but...
Exactly. I remember I logged down and I'm like, my favorite cake is carrot cake. And I'm like, I wonder if that's just the fucking frosting on them.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
I love me some carrot cake. Though. I do, it's too. Fucking good.
I do, too. I think carrot cake's the bomb. I like that flavor. I do. Mm-mm. Good. Yeah.
So, but I actually thought Red Velvet had a good promo.
She did. There was that. She did. I will say, much better than Shaq's and Jade Cargill's.
And Arn Anderson. Yeah, pretty good. It's just, I don't know. I worry about that match.
Yeah.
Next week, Kip's wedding. Like, please don't do a wedding, but they're going to do a wedding, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yes. There's definitely going to be a wedding. Unfortunately. But hey,
dude,
Chuck Taylor gets to not be the butler after that. And it's weird how he was a butler for 2 weeks.
What a punishment. He was a butler for 2 weeks, and they didn't really do anything in that time.
No.
The only thing that you saw him have to do that was embarrassing is tell Orange Cassidy that Miro's his best friend now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally terrible.
I would have found a way to stretch this out till Trent comes back. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a long time, but
it is a long time. You could have
at least thought of it ahead of time and done it more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Had him doing bullshit. You know, give us like a minute long vignette or something, right? I mean, of him
rubbing feet,
having to do bullshit.
Yeah. Cleaning his path to the ring. You know, like something.
There's a lot of things you could have him do to demean him and shit.
Yeah. Doing his wife's laundry.
Yeah. So that's pretty weak. Adam Page defeated Ryan Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler's brother.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even need to tell you. Because as soon as you seen him, he looks like Ziggler. He wrestles like Ziggler. His mannerisms are like Ziggler. His taunts are like Ziggler. He just is not as good as a wrestler as Ziggler. So therefore, he's fucking garbage.
Dollar store Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Why? Like, when your brother is Dolph Ziggler, and he's synonymous for just being around. He's a guy that's been around so long that nobody gives a shit no more. And you're going to be Dolph Ziggler light? Really?
And pretty much everybody's just saying how shitty it was. You know, like for a Hangman match, like, this is really terrible. And that guy's not very good.
No.
So everybody shit on him. So that's fun.
Yeah. So hopefully we don't see him anymore. Like, I was so scared after that match was over when Matt Hardy came down. I was like, please don't be going after Ryan Nemeth. Please don't be going after Ryan Nemeth.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we'll see what that is with Hangman. I don't know. I'm not really that interested in it, but whatever.
And we do this song and dance every week. You're not interested, but I am. especially when you go on to his Twitter, and like you see the tweet, why are people always talking at me? You know what I mean? It's like, in one way you look at it as like, oh, another one of Hangman's drunk tweets. You know what I mean? Where he's using Tyler Fudge grammar. But if you look at it in another way, nobody is ever talking to Hangman. Nobody ever converses with him. Every time on TV or on Being the Elite, it's basically somebody telling him what's wrong, telling him what his problems are. You know, everybody's always talking at me. Nobody's actually giving him a conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deep shit,
the Matt Hardy thing, I'm just like, don't really give a shit about.
I don't think there's anything going with the Matt Hardy thing. I think that's just a vehicle. But
hopefully that's it. And it was used. If it was used as a way just to kind of give some more on the Hangman thing, that's cool.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyways, because Matt Hardy is not who I want to see him with.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That was Dynamite.
Oh, that was
I wish
done,
I had taken down some notes on WWE and shit, but I guess that Raw was the go-home to Royal Rumble and just a fucking abortion of a show.
I mean, when is it not, though, right?
That's true.
It's always an abortion. At least, like, if I was to ever go back and watch a episode of WWE weekly television, it would not be Raw. You know what I mean? Like, at least SmackDown has somewhat of good things going on there, and is mainly just the Roman Reigns angle. And, like, they had Sasha and Bayley, that was apparently a good angle, and they finished that really prematurely. It was like, well, enough with good angles. We got shit to do. Literal shit.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't give a fuck, you know? And I saw this thing with Roman Reigns where he was... again, he takes it so seriously. Some of those guys in the bubble, right? He takes it so fucking seriously.
Oh, the Undertaker comments, you mean?
Just the Undertaker comments, yeah. But yeah. Nobody cares about that shit. Nobody cares about WWE right now. Nobody's going to care. In the future, they're going to look back on this as a dark era.
It's going to be like the new generation.
Like 1995. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that was fucking awful then. Holy shit.
Yeah. Except there was no reason for this one to be awful because the talent that they have on the roster should negate a great, great place to work, a great product to watch, but it's not.
No, definitely not. I did in NXT, you know, I kind of skimmed through some of the shit. There's just nothing really.
No, the going Dusty on. Classic is really, yeah. You know, like they've got two Dusty Classics going on right now, the women's and the men's, and unfortunately, tag team wrestling in NXT has really been depleted because of early and frequent call ups to the main roster. That's really killed it, and then those call-ups don't do anything. So, like, there's really no established tag teams in NXT right now, except for Undisputed Era and then Burch and Lorcan. And that's really all I can... Like, there's those two fucking guys. One guy cuts a good promo, and they just look like just plain guys. I can't remember.
Oh yeah,
the long. Yeah. You know, time we were making fun of one time. Brad was just like, "Yeah, they're pretty good. They're from New York." It's like,
fuck yeah, Brad. They don't know.
I wanted to make fun of them.
Yeah, that's the problem though. Where's the tag team acts, dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see. You know, at least back in the day, even though some of them sucked, they had the ass fuck twins. You know, and Gable and Jordan. Yep.
The Ascension.
You know, they had detention. Yeah,
they had DIY, revival. Yeah. There was so much good tag team wrestling.
Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, like you actually had teams. Now it's much like the main roster. Like, sure, you can look at Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch as a team because they've been together for so long. Yeah, they're a team.
Thanks to us.
Yeah, you know, Rocket Strappers, the true Rocket Strappers. Burch and Lorcan, we've been doing it since day one. But no, it's after a while, some people become a team, but you know, Undisputed Era is a team. That's basically it. Pat McAfee is grouped up to make a team, but he's nowhere to be seen anymore. Like, one of the best parts of WWE television has not been around for months.
Yep. What is that Gargano and Kushida match at TakeOver?
Probably. Is there a TakeOver this weekend? No.
I don't think it's this weekend. I thought that was... I don't know. I thought Gargano and Kushida are having a match at some point. I don't know.
They might be having a match. Yeah, a TakeOver. I know they had their tag team match. The mixed tag team match.
Anyway. I have nothing else on the weekend wrestling.
No. No. No.
All right. Let's move on. Take a look at the headlines of the week and the news after a word from our sponsor.
Yo! Hey, everybody! This is Jerry the King Lawler. Only Fireworks City has the main event rocket assault. A $25 value for only $7.50. That's a 70% discount for fireworks that are really out of this world. Follow me to Fireworks City. Oh, no! I really hate this part!
There are three Fireworks City locations in West Memphis. Go across either bridge. Also, Cotton Cabin at I-40 and Canada Road.
Either
or
bridge.
Get well in State Line Road. The biggest selection and the lowest prices are Fireworks City.
This week in the news, the WWE try their hand in peacocking and the Blue Demon Jr. to be a star in Disney Plus. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to us. Might as well start off with the NBC Peacock deal. Kind of happened like right after we recorded last week.
Yeah, like 2 hours.
Yeah, always.
Always, yeah.
Some legends about, like, on his deathbed right now, about to take his last breath.
Yeah, and we'll find out about it
afterward. Yeah.
After the episode is uploaded.
You at least fucking die before we record.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, give, you know, that's the time to give up. It's like 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's usually when you find him. You
know? Yeah, exactly. That's like when they found Hayabusa.
Jesus. So, yeah, dude. NBC Peacock will have the WWE Network for, I guess, $10 a month, which is what you already pay if you're a subscriber. I'm not, but hey.
It's $10 a month for the premium version without ads. It's $4.99 with ads.
Well, with commercials.
Yeah. 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 If you get the $9.99, you get it without ads. So.
Oh, my God. I hate this new shit on my browser.
You're just hating life right now?
Oh, it sucks so bad, dude.
I haven't gotten it yet, so I'm still in good standings. I'm still in the business.
If you have an Android and you have the newest update and you keep a lot of web pages open on your shit, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Now, do you use Chrome or just the Android internet, the internet client?
Oh, that's true. I use Chrome.
Okay, that's what I use, too.
So it's a Chrome change. Because I don't think my phone updated.
No, so it probably is a Chrome
fucking change. Hate it. They fucked with all my browser shit and pisses me off because I'm an angry old man.
Fuck anyway, you, Chrome.
So if you do subscribe to the network for $9.99, now you get this with it, so I don't... No reason to be mad about that, dude.
No, no. Yeah. I don't think the network will even be around come March in the States. I think it's either Peacock or nothing.
It'll be completely on Peacock.
Yeah, except for everywhere else. Like, in Canada, nothing changes.
How do these motherfuckers still stumble into these gigantic deals? Even though their shit is just garbage and nobody really watches it, they keep fucking getting hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking irritates me.
I think, to me, this is the beginning of a play for NBC owning the WWE.
That's it my could thought. Be. I don't... I mean, what do you want to own that shit for?
Well, I mean, it's you buy it... At least, if they own it, it could maybe turn around if Vince isn't running it. You know what I mean? Like, it might turn completely corporate, but maybe the creative. What WWE needs, like, they would be a fucking... They're already a giant as it is, but they would be an unstoppable force if they had good creative.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, the company itself is sound. It makes a lot of money. They're very frugal with certain things. So, like, you know that they've got reserves, and then you got creative that just dives it down to the dumps where you just see ratings drop every week. And if it's just one thing that needs to change, and there's so many ways you can go about that change, and when's it going to happen? Who fucking knows? Like, if NBC bought it, would they keep Vince in charge? Like, oh my fuck.
No, they wouldn't keep him in charge.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of these kids need to push them out or something. But, I mean, what can you say? It's not like they're struggling. They're making all this fucking money.
No. The shareholders aren't going to force them out. They're still making tons of... And then, like, this deal, any kind of doubt there was in the WWE, this deal has just swiped it under the rug. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh, we got more money here. Look at this. Our stock's going to go up. Which, the stock market is going to change as we know it, I feel, because of Reddit.
I think that shit's great. But yeah, with this whole thing, you know, if you're a fan, I guess that's a good deal. You get Peacock as well. Like, they're that hard up for subscribers.
Yeah. That's what it is, right? Like, that's got to be the only reason why you would go ahead and just be, yeah, we got to put the WWE on here. It's because we need somebody to watch.
I signed up for a week trial of CBS All Access.
Oh, yeah.
Just to watch the Browns game in the playoffs like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They have a 1 week trial. So I was like, all right, sweet. And then I went to cancel it the next day And it's like, hey, how about a free month?
Oh, shit.
And I took it, and I was like, okay. But I haven't used it at all, because it's a completely pointless thing.
Yeah.
It's just like all these shows that are on CBS, which sucks. Like, there's not a single thing on there that I give a fuck about.
That's usually my take, too.
It has Comedy Central, but it doesn't have everything Comedy Central. So that's baffling, right? It's got some episodes of Tosh.0. It's got some episodes of, you know, all the shit that's been on there. So I don't get that. BET, I mean, self-explanatory. That shit's not for me.
Oh, fuck.
As a little kid, I was watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
And my grandmother, God bless her soul, who was born in 1920 in a shack, by the way. But she's like, we don't watch those shows.
We don't watch
their shows.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
My grandmother, growing up, my grandmother was definitely racist, but I defend it because she was born in 1920 in a shack on a farm in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, you weren't really raised to know any better.
And then from there, in the 50s, she moved to a small town around here. And I don't think the first black person arrived in that town until probably 1997 or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know what, though? Same thing where I grew up, too. I didn't meet my first person.
I'm not allowing it, but it's like, I understand why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, when,
but also, this is a person with like a sixth grade education.
No, there you go. There you go. I didn't meet my first anybody outside of, you know, white person until I was like 16 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it's
Canada, man. Fuck.
No, this is Newfoundland. Canada is a fucking melting pot in general.
Like, that's true. It is.
The city I live in, there's, you know, the it's half and half almost sometimes.
Do you have ethnic restaurants there?
Yeah, we've got a Ethiopian restaurant.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
I'll check that out. How is it? Have you been there?
I've never been there. Mm. It's in one of those parts of towns that's very stupidly inaccessible. You know what I mean? Like, it's a one-way street. You got to park on the street. You got to find parking on said street. Getting off the street's fucking stupid. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't go to those places. Like, if you want my business, you'll go somewhere in town that's accessible.
Yeah, I'm with for cultural diversity, even at the least, just for the food.
Yeah.
What kind of food you guys got here? Well, color me interested.
We've got this new place in town. I think it's called like Purple Crunch or something like that. Travis was showing them to me. What they do is, I can't remember now, it's like an Asian fusion restaurant, and they got like these weird like little Asian taco type things, but they're not Asian tacos.
Yeah. We even have a Native American restaurant here.
Really?
They just go fucking hard. Everything is fry bread.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you get this like sloppy ass bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And then it's like bannock for fry bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut bannock in half the long way. So that's the buns. Everything's cut. Like, it's just the most decadent, like fucking greasy, amazing shit up there. Like cheesy chili fries. And it's just fucking Jesus Christ. You know, not that that's some authentic, ancient, authentic Native American things like chili cheese fries.
I don't think that's what they were making.
They have fry bread, they have Indian tacos and shit.
Yeah. We've got a couple ethnic places in town there. This one thing this place does have is some decent food options for a smaller city.
I'm all for it, dude. New Mexican bakery opened by my place. Like,
a new Mexican bakery? What do they do? What's so different?
There's like another one uptown that just kind of opened somewhat recently too.
Is it just like, so. This might seem insane, like tortillas and stuff like that? Like,
no, like Mexican dessert items.
Like churros.
I haven't been in there. The one that brought some shit to our office brought like for this flan, which I've never had flan before. I've heard of it,
but I've never had it. Yeah.
I would always see it in like movies, like, oh, so like it's some kind of ritzy fucking dessert or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think she brought some stuff in just to kind of get You know, like, hey, if I bring some stuff in there, maybe these people will come up and pay money at my place.
Yeah, it's true, though. I mean,
they have a bunch of different Mexican baked goods. Marty from the Check Engine Light podcast, he would tell you all about it. He's always telling me what I need to get there, but I haven't went there yet. So
we have a bakery.
Yeah, dude, I like ethnic shit. Ethnic food fucking rules.
Me too. It's flavor. It's got flavor. It's not just
plain. I don't know what the fuck is Ethiopian food, man.
I don't know. I've never had it. So,
like, aren't those cats who are usually starving?
Like, I. Yes.
I'm saying, like, on TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's that fat bitch? Always, like, you know, for the cost of a cup of coffee, wasn't that always Ethiopian kids?
It might be. Why don't I fucking get the menu?
You go in there and they just, like, serve you a glass of dirty water.
You got to get it your fucking, your clean straw or whatever the fuck it's called.
I think you need to go there, dude. We don't have that shit here. I'd give it a shot.
Let me see.
Go down there, just see what they got. Pick it up, let us know.
Ethiopian, Grand Prairie.
Are you looking up their menu or something?
Yeah, I'm just genuinely curious.
I'm curious.
Divine Nigerian and Ethiopian cuisine.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see here.
Do you see their menu?
I'm looking for their menu. Order delivery, order pickup. Maybe order pickup. I didn't know they did delivery, though. Oh, it's Skip.
Yeah, until 10 years ago, we didn't have shit here. You know? Like, we didn't have any kind of stuff. Now we've got all these legit Mexican restaurants. There's, like, a Vietnamese joint. You know? Like, Korean barbecue. Fucking Indian restaurants, Dot and Feather, fucking great, man.
So, like, they got, like, Timpala's, they got what they call Tibbs. You can get, like, Key Lamb Tibbs, Cha-Cha Tibbs, Zizzle Tibbs. Cha-Cha Tibbs is beef marinade with special sauce, garlic, onion, and green pepper served on a hot plate.
Wow. Sounds pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, you can get a meat assortment of goat, cow, and beef, which is the same thing, but okay.
I was going to mention, like, I bet they have goat, but I didn't, like, I held back.
The goat menu, they got goat meat pepper soup, goat stewed in house sauce.
Like, I'm not eating goats, man.
Oh, fuck no. There's the gizzard dodo, gizzard grilled in habaneros, onions, and mixed pepper. Yeah.
It's like they get, really, like, deep fried gizzards at bars and shit, you know? Around here they do.
Do they?
Yeah, and it's like, dude, you know that they have, like, onion rings and cheese sticks, too, man. You ain't got to get some weird fucked up part of a bird that's not made for eating.
I'm not going to go to Divine.
No?
No. Why? Looking at the menu, there's nothing really there that intrigues me that I want to spend money on.
Is it expensive?
That I didn't check. Didn't even look at the price of anything, honestly.
I'm a piece of shit. I don't only pay a certain amount of money for food.
Yeah, you got to remember, Jim, this is Canada.
Well, yeah, I was saying I wasn't asking the price as much as I was, like, more to you relative to other places. It is expensive, you know?
Like, goat meat pepper soup is $15. Not really interested in spending that money on that.
For soup?
Yeah, not really interested. But then there's other soups that are $7. So, like, the goat pepper soup seems like it might be something special, but you're not going to get me with goat.
I'm not eating goat, bro. You need a lamb, though? Need some lamb? I eat lamb. I've never tried it,
but I would try it. Yeah.
Typically, I'm all for trying the weird shit.
Yeah.
I used to work at this ritzy restaurant, and, like, we had shark and fucking, ostrich, you know, like an ostrich steak.
Yeah.
And what other kind of fucking weird shit that ate there? Alligator.
Yeah, I've had alligator. Yeah. Alligator's delicious.
Yeah, I don't have a problem eating those things, but goats, man. Goats are just fucking gross to me. I'm not eating a goat.
Goats will eat anything.
Sacrifice goats. You don't eat goats.
Yeah, you bleed them out into a urn, and sometimes you might drink.
You can bleed them out into a fucking a pentagram drawn on the floor.
Yeah,
that's what I do with them. We got so far off track.
Goddamn right, we did.
The news.
Goddamn right, we did. We talked about Peacock, and then we just somehow got from peacocks to ostriches.
It is about lunchtime.
It is though. It is. We're getting around lunchtime. So
yeah,
that can what be our blame. Yeah, we'll blame that. Hunger.
I just ate a bunch of waffles before this, but
I haven't
also been smoking the whole time, so
I haven't eaten anything. Liquid diet with my coffee. I got my Yeti full of coffee in my joint, so I'm good.
There you go. WWE signed Miko Satomura.
Yes. Yes. There was apparently some outrage on the internet about this.
Why?
I've seen a lot of people tweeting out, guys, just because your favorite wrestler goes to WWE doesn't mean like they're dead or something like that. So I've seen that tweet enough to come to the conclusion that there was a lot of people out there just being like, can't believe Miko went to the WWE. They're stealing
She's
an SCL
Hall of Famer. She's like an all-time women, you know, women's wrestling great. But I think she's just going to coach in WWE UK, so.
Hey, you know what? Miko Satomura as a coach would be tremendous.
Oh, it said preparing for her first match, so. Yeah, she's good, man.
Yeah. She was one of the coach,
that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, I just lost all of these. Fuck this stupid browser bullshit.
He was a highlight of one of the Mae Young classics.
Yeah. Penta is currently dealing with visa issues, so
apparently they're all situated now, and I thought it was an injury last week, but I guess not.
Yeah, well, good thing they took his eye out then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be back and ready in a week. All right.
At least it was
John Moxley attacked Kenta in a New Japan Strong.
Yeah, last night. That was it was nice to see. It was nice to see. So like it seems like the New Japan AEW deal is getting closer and closer.
Yeah, he has challenged because it's not a challenge, Kenta's got the thing, but yeah. They'll have a match in Tokyo. I don't know when. So Moxley's going to Tokyo to face Kenta. We've got the Bullet Club teases.
Man, there's enough going on. There's enough going on where it's almost like you can't deny it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good shit. I don't know. Stoked for it. Hey, Moxley needs to go back to Japan, so hopefully we can figure all this bullshit out. I don't know. What is the end of this COVID thing, man?
When's the end of COVID? Are you asking me when the end of COVID is?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like...
Like, I can't even pronounce words, Jim, and your question to me is, when does COVID end? It's like, I don't know.
I don't see it happening this year, man. I don't see...
With all the stuff about the, like, vaccines and stuff and how, like, the EU is cracking down on exporting on vaccines and stuff, it could be another year. I know that the vaccine has been hard enough to come by that Canada started making their own.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, look at what we're coming up. March will be a year of this shit.
March will be a year of the shutdown.
Yeah.
We're already a year into COVID. Over a year.
Nothing's shut down here anymore.
We're shut down. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're the smart people. Well, here, there's like, I don't think there's any restrictions whatsoever on anything.
Like, you can't have dine-in, eat food. It's all got to be takeout here. They just reopened hair salons last week.
Dude, here you can, as far as I'm aware, here you can do anything you fucking want to do.
Yeah, like there's a mask mandate here in town, but it's not enforced.
Ah, we had one here. It wasn't enforced either.
No.
Just enforced by me fucking shaming people. Calling them plague rats at the gas station. go fuck yourselves.
Too fucking good.
What else we got?
Let's see. What else do we have, Jim? Blue Demon Jr. is starring on a TV show on Disney Plus called Ultraviolet and Blue Demon.
It's like a cartoon?
Is it a... No, live-action superhero comedy series where he plays a version of himself and popular Disney Channel star Scarlett Estevez as Ultraviolet. The series, which introduces a relatable Mexican-American family with a very special legacy, will showcase a predominantly Latinx main cast and producing team. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Latinx, dude.
What's Latinx?
Latinx is this thing that it just means Latin in general, right? If you know Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican, all of that, okay, would be like Latinx.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Anybody I know who is Latino, like, just says it's fucking stupid and they didn't come up with it. White people came up with it.
Oh, really?
You know, that's what I heard. Wow. That's what people I know, you know, who have or have Hispanic descent.
Good shit. Good shit, white people.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Somebody can tell us. We have a bunch of listeners who are of Hispanic descent. So, yeah, there you go. Nia Jax is fucking awful. What is this, breaking news?
Breaking news. Oh, man.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up.
Shit. Yeah, she fucked up on Raw and smashed Dana Brooke head into the fucking mat.
Oh, yeah.
And then when fans called her out on it, she done shit in her face. I don't know.
Yeah, she... this is coming from the girl that said, God made my immune system. That's all I need. So, I mean, that's all you really need to hear. She's a person that will not take accountability for being shit. She's garbage in the ring. And she'll never be put back to NXT. So let's just hope she doesn't kill anybody.
And she's an anti-vaxxer as well.
Yeah, she's just a... She's just a dumb cunt. If you want, that's just it.
Yeah. I also mentioned here, Jax complained to WWE management when Ronda Rousey gave Alexa Bliss a concussion and requested she work with the former UFC star. Yeah.
Jesus.
She's terrible. She's hurt so many people.
Yeah. She's the reason.
Busted open Becky Lynch on Raw.
Kairi Sane.
Hurt Ember Moon, Bailey, yeah. Zelina Vega, Charlotte Flair, and Kairi Sane.
Yeah. It's a long list. That's an alarming list. How many people is Seth Rollins hurt?
Not that many. Him. I don't fucking blame him on those. Balor, not him. Nope, Sting, not him.
But like, that's what I mean. It's like people get all up in arms about Seth Rollins. Bret Hart hates Seth Rollins for that fact, right? But like, you look at Nia Jax, you look at Seth Rollins.
Injuries that he didn't fucking do.
No.
But he smashed Cena's fucking nose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him that one. That's him. But Sting wasn't on him. Neither was Balor. Nope. Neither of those are on him.
Nope. The only thing those two things had in common was the same move. Right?
Trust me, I don't want to fucking sit here and defend that guy because I don't fucking like him, but...
Yeah. Maybe buckle bombs aren't the thing he should be doing. You know what I mean? He's done two of them and people have gotten hurt on both of them, so, like, maybe stick away.
Well, maybe not wrestle guys who are 60.
Yeah, yeah. Or buckle bomb people into the barricade.
Yeah, yeah. Both of those are pretty easy to figure out, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to say anything, maybe you should have said no to two of those things.
Yeah. There you go. I have no other news, actually. I thought it was a pretty slow week. There's kind of a lot of news, but
what do you got? I have Alex Shelley broke a silence on why he wasn't that hard to kill.
Yeah, why was that?
He is a physical therapist, and his job until he gets vaccinated does not allow him to travel.
Well, there you go. So he's just like, that's a side gig for him, huh?
Wrestling's a side gig.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's been a physical therapist for a few years now, because like that whole time he wasn't in wrestling, he was working on like training to do it or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Well, get that fucker vaccinated so he could travel. Good so we can get one last Boxing Machine Guns run.
Exactly. And also, the WWE trainees are a little upset about having to return to a full-time training schedule during the pandemic.
Yeah, it would be too.
Yeah. Especially in Florida.
Well, I mean, were people wearing masks in there? Are you supposed to wear masks when you work out?
Well, I mean, like, well, you know your company that you work for is populated with people like Nia Jax. And it's like, cool, so I go to work, and I'm just put in all kinds of danger, because you know Nia Jax ain't doing shit. She probably doesn't even wash her hands, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. It's true. I don't know. I'm just fucking staying at home, man.
Yeah. That's all I got, though. I don't have anything else for news.
All right.
I
just want to stay home indefinitely. I've been working throughout this whole whole pandemic, but I don't want to. Like, I've never wanted to work, but really now I don't want to work.
I can't do my job from home, so.
I can't either. I've been working at the office this whole time.
Oh.
I guess I was at home for like a couple weeks, but. I don't know.
I don't know if I would want to work from home, honestly.
I thought I did, but I actually really didn't like it that much.
No.
It, like, time went forever.
Yeah. Home is my place.
Yeah. I would still work from home if given the option, but
yeah,
I'd have to figure out
a routine or whatever.
Something. It depends what I was doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. I get
the work
that
I was doing from home when I was at home was fucking awful. It was just the most mind-numbing shit. You know, just fixing prices, going through and looking at prices and lowering prices or raising prices on shit.
Oh.
Just all day. All day. Because you need to get into like a category, right?
Yeah.
Xbox 360 or a big PS2, right? You're just going through PS2 games, just looking like, what the fuck? Checking all the prices, pricing them out. Like, oh my God.
I'm going to price myself out the once.
It's kind of cool, though. You know, if you want to go on lunch, you just go to the kitchen and get a sandwich or whatever.
Yeah, you want to go take a shit, you just go take a shit.
I took a shower, you know.
Yeah. You know, as long as you're not, like, in some Zoom meeting and get caught beating off or something.
That's happened to a lot of people.
I know. Those videos are scary.
Could you fucking imagine?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'd do.
What is going down from the Federation?
Going down the Federation this week is we already did the live version on Thursday for Patreon subscribers. You pay $1, you get access to the live version, be in the chat of the Hayabusa double feature, where we do one match is Terry Funk and Mr. Pogo taking on Masato Tanaka and Hayabusa in a crazy long worded death match. Dual explosion, double death, blah, blah, I don't know.
It's that's fucking awesome.
It was great. And then there's also a Misawa and Jun Akiyama taking on Junsei Shinzaki from when Jim joined us on the double feature, Jim and Scotty, and Hayabusa in a tag match. And if you're a $5 member on Patreon, then you also get the added bonus of Hayabusa taking on Masato Tanaka as a triple feature. So
yeah,
that's what we got going on. What's going on in the cell and in those metal ears there, Jim?
The Hayabusa picture show. I wanna go. Well, you got the Check Engine Light podcast over on YouTube. We are recording a new episode on Monday, so expect that next week, Wednesday, Thursday. That's always a fun time. If you're listening to it on the download podcast feed, I thank you. But also maybe check it out on YouTube. It's so much better.
You should. You should. And I got a chance to speak to Randy this week playing breakfast.
What are you guys doing in here?
Playing breakfast.
Yeah, me, you, and Check Engine Randy.
Yeah.
Fucking did a couple hours of breakfast.
We did. We did do a couple hours of breakfast.
That was a goddamn good time, dude.
It was a good time. We just need to get a look. How many people can you actually physically get into a room on that game?
16? 13?
Is it really? You can get 16 people. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to get more people.
Yes, everybody needs to buy Wreckfest.
Check Engine Light Marty has it, too.
So there you go. That's four. We just need 12 more people.
We're trying to get shit. You know, we're trying to establish Check Engine Light because that was a big thing originally. Was I want to have a community of people that we can do shit with. We can do like Wreckfest night or, you know, Car X drifting night or whatever. Playing fucking automotive video games.
Car X drifting night. What's that?
Car X drifting. It's on Xbox. It's a drifting game.
Okay. It's all about
drifting. All you do is slide cars around.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, like,
which we're all of us from the Check Engine Light, we're all into drifting. That's how we met, actually, doing a drifting on Forza 2 in like 2007 on Xbox. That's where we all met, was in drift rooms on there.
Yeah. That's
fun. Yeah, I've been friends ever since.
I will say, so far so good with the Xbox. Forza, I'm just going back now and just playing games that I've never gotten to play before, like Forza Horizon 4. Like,
yeah,
goddamn, that game is a goddamn masterpiece.
Yeah, it looks really good and shit. It is good.
It's a beautiful game. It's so fun to play. It's one of those things where, like, you're playing, you know, you go and you do a race, 2 minutes, it's over. Then you can drive around, go find something else, do a stunt. You know what I mean? It's everything's so quick, and the next thing you know, you've been playing for hours.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, it's an old game, so I'm not going to give my review now, but.
No.
I liked it, but I thought, like, I didn't think the roads were that great. The cities, like, you know, it's in England, though, so it's.
Yeah, it's modeled after that. The only thing that, like, I didn't realize to the degree that you had warned me before that there are no games for the Series X. And it's like, I pop it and I'm like, what game should I buy? I'm looking, it's like, fuck, it really isn't anything. You know what I mean? Like, I buy all kinds of Xbox games, but like, it's like, really?
Well, you got the Game Pass, so you've got
I got that.
I'm sure you've downloaded a bunch of shit you haven't even gotten to yet.
Oh yeah. Like, I haven't gotten to Grounded. I got Skate 3 downloaded because I played Skate 1, Skate 2. I just never did play Skate 3. And the fact that it's on EA Play is like, oh fuck, okay, I'm gonna download that too.
Superland, you get that?
I didn't even see that there. Superland.
I think it's on there still, yeah.
But so far what's that one? Deep Rock Galactica or Galactic. That's actually pretty fun. Scared shit out of me when Spiders came, though.
There's a update coming out for that, so we'll be back. We should play that. We should definitely play that co-op.
Yeah, like, it's easy enough to get the hang of, you know what I mean? Like, I got the gist of it. I dig, and I shoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah. It's fun, though, because all the characters have their own, you know, own abilities, so you have to kind of team up, and each person's ability helps you.
Yeah.
You know, it's good shit. It's fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It was the best co-op game of last year.
Was it really?
I thought so. A lot of people thought so.
Like, I'm oddly, like, I'll probably be a sucker and I'll buy Among Us when it comes out on the Xbox, because I just thought that game was fun. but I don't know.
I've never played it. I'd like to play it. I don't know why it's not on Xbox.
It's coming out, I believe. I believe I heard it was coming out. I'm also very excited because I was looking at Games Pass and I was like, oh, Control's on there. I was like, I can fuck with Control. And then, of course, I hear that the Control, like, next-gen version of Control comes out next month, and it's like, oh.
I tried with that game. I know everybody was, like, super hard in the pants about it and shit, and I was like, I gave it a good, I don't know, man, 45 minutes, hour one night?
Yeah.
It didn't really do much for me. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's what Star Wars Jedi, what, Force?
Fallen Order? Yeah.
Fallen Order. That's what that one did to me. Played for better.
Yeah, like, no, didn't do much.
Not really my thing. Because that must be that. That game is not on the PlayStation version of EA Plus, EA Play. So I assume it's Xbox exclusive.
I don't know. But yeah, if you are on Team Xbox or join Team Xbox and you want to play some games with our fucking asses, hit us up.
Yeah, easy to find. Easy to find.
Yeah. Especially if you want to play Wreckfest.
Yeah. Wreckfest. That Wreckfest game is stupid fun, though.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like, with all the different things you can do, all the different tracks, all the different kinds of cars.
I was so baked and, like, just, like, almost blackout laughing at times when we were playing. Like, it was, like, so much funny shit. Fucking over Randy and shit. Oh, my God.
I spent $11,000 upgrading my fucking pocket rocket for no reason to find out that I ruined the vehicle.
He spends all of his money upgrading, like, a mini car, like a go-kart car.
Yeah,
he just started in the game. Could have used that money to actually like further his vehicles for his career, but instead did that.
No, I beat the. I became champion of the junior circuit though, so I got some. I got that going for me.
You got your cars tuned up to the top of the classes, you know. Build your garage up so you have some good B class cars, some good A class cars, some good C class cars.
Yeah, I've got some shit going on. I got my A class car so far, but that's about it.
About every car in that game, actually. I own every single car.
I need to get some cars because like it's a little disheartening. Like when like everybody's in their bus and it's like I gotta get the loaner bus and now my loaner bus sucks.
Well, yeah, you gotta keep going in the career. You gotta get to where you win the bus. Yeah,
yeah. So that's really my push to play Wreckfest is to get the cars so that I can do them up and not be the losers. Like sometimes I couldn't even get the car. I just had to fucking be something else. Like everybody else is being campers. Well, I'll be my hearse. Really.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That game is super fun. It's like you throw it in and you're going to get a night of fun out of a group of people. You know? Like it's just, there's so many tracks and all that shit. It's so good. So, yeah. Wreckfest Xbox, hit us up. What up? So, Royal Rumble is tomorrow.
It is.
You have some of the matches on here. Sasha Banks versus Carmella. SmackDown Women's Championship. Don't care. Asuka and Charlotte Flair defend their tag team championships against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
Don't care.
Drew McIntyre defends the championship against Goldberg.
Don't care.
Dude, that don't even bring Goldberg in. Goldberg is like great for the championship.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It is.
God awful. Reigns versus Owens. They've done this into the fucking ground.
They've done it into the ground, but it's like the only good thing of note on the whole
show. And it's a last man standing, and those matches suck.
Yeah.
And then you got your two Royal Rumble matches. And you know everybody who's going to be in them, it seems. I don't know why they keep doing that shit. They announce all these people, and even Edge. You know, he comes back to Raw without any advertising ahead of time. Cuts a promo about he's in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Why not either advertise it ahead of time? Hey, he's going to be on Raw. Or just make it a surprise. But
yeah, like it was
to me, that's
year.
The whole point of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's why my favorite Royal Rumble from WWE in recent memory is that one they did from Saudi Arabia, because it had like 50 people and it was fucking awesome.
Oh, the greatest Royal Rumble, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Who's coming out next? Who the fuck is this guy? A sumo wrestler? What? Awesome. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm there for who the fuck is coming out. You know, big returns, debuts.
Yeah.
All that 100%. Shit. That's why I want to watch the Royal Rumble. It's the only reason I want to watch the Royal Rumble.
That's my favorite part about the Royal Rumble, too. It's without
AJ
that
Styles debuted.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was great. When Edge came back last year. That was a shocker. You know, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, it was awesome. And yeah, as my head was filling up with like, oh wow, he can have dream matches against all these people. Then it just became obvious that it was going to be him and Orton, and I stopped caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still don't care because it's still those two.
Probably will still be those two, yeah.
What a waste of a return.
Yeah, but this time Orton doesn't have
come back and just have matches with a dude you already had matches with. Yeah. No Edge versus AJ Styles, dude. Edge versus AJ Styles.
I know. I was prematurely doing that match years ago, though, on my video games. Like,
are you kidding me, man?
My EWR Revenge game or whatever, EW Revenge. I hired fucking Edge straight up, right fast, when I was running TNA. And AJ Styles and Edge was my main feud for months. And months.
Fucking sucks. So yeah, there's no way to make anything, you know, me care less about something than to put it with Randy Orton. So. So who do you think wins this? Edge? Daniel Bryan? Seems like the two most obvious ones.
I am going with Daniel Bryan. I think that's where they're going. All things seem to point to Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, right?
I guess.
So
I don't watch that shit. I don't fucking know.
I don't watch it. I just keep an eye on it. That's basically what I do. Daniel Bryan's gonna be my pick for Royal Rumble.
It doesn't matter who wins the Royal Rumble anymore. I mean,
no.
Remember when Nakamura won the Royal Rumble and challenged AJ Styles, and then it was a complete fucking farce. Shit the whole way.
Yeah.
A million matches that are all butt punching each other in the dick, and they were all fucking shit, and the whole thing sucked. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because that one where AJ debuted, he comes in, and those two, like, fucking move the ladder over, and they kind of... Wasn't that...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Why the fuck was there a ladder in the ring? That's stupid.
Yeah, I can't remember why. I think it was Money in the Bank.
Oh, it wasn't at Royal Rumble?
No.
It might have been later. It might have been Money in the Bank. I guess where that happened. But anyway, that whole build, right? It was just fucking awful. So, I don't know. Women's match, who cares?
I can't
Charlotte
even
Flair,
think.
I guess.
Lacey Evans.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll watch it. Like, I usually would say I'll watch the whole Royal Rumble, but man, those other matches, so many women's matches, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm not going to spend a second watching that women's tag match. Are you shitting me? Carmella, dude? No.
No, got no interest in it whatsoever. None.
Chick doesn't even, another one of those doesn't even look like herself anymore. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Don't give a shit about a Royal Rumble.
No.
I'm going to watch the men's and women's matches, hopefully spoiler-free, and, you know.
Go better fucking day.
Yeah, Sunday night after it ends, I'll watch those. And
I wouldn't say you've seen...
we'll talk about it.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't say you've seen any of the GCW live stream either, hey?
No.
No. 24 hours of wrestling is a little much for me.
It's pretty crazy. It's just like previously recorded shit.
No. It's not as far as I know. It's just different shows, different blocks, different shows taking place at different times.
These days with wrestling, it's, you know, I'm into AEW, I'm into New Japan. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You know, like NXT can get me in and out, but I mean, how much wrestling am I supposed to watch?
Oh yeah, no. I I had good intentions on catching some of the GCW stuff, just because, you know, some interesting premises. Like, they got an all gay show and like an all women show and stuff like that. And an all
gay show?
Yeah. So like,
is there that many gay wrestlers?
Like, whether or not every one of them's gay, you know, because like sometimes, depending on who you ask, Devon Dudley's gay, right? Depending on day to week for Devon.
Really?
No, he went and he was trying to work the dirt sheets by saying, coming out, he was gay on Twitter. That was like 2 weeks ago.
That's pretty good. Let's say he has two kids. Well, that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. No, two kids who they worked for AEW recently, didn't they?
Yeah, in Dark, yeah.
Yeah. The Deadly Brothers. Oh, man. So, like, doing the Federation, we discovered that the original alternate name to Team 3D was going to be the Deadly Brothers. Jesus.
The Deadly Brothers?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Devon and Brother Deadly.
It's all right, dude. I don't know. I don't hate it. I never made it. Team 3D fucking sucked too, though.
The Deadly Brothers. Dances with Deadly, Diddly, Deadly. Fucking so many.
I forgot to mention, too. I don't know what happened. We got sidetracked. When I was doing my plugs for my other shit, I didn't mention the Old Guy Metalcast, which is available on the SEL podcast feed and a bunch of places as well. We're recording a new episode this week as well. So,
I've seen Bobby Blades taunting you with a certain album.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, so this is like some new Rob Zombie thing. Yes. He's like, yeah, I don't like Rob Zombie.
So. No.
But no. We continue to try to figure out what the fuck Old Guy Metalcast is, so I'm gonna take it some new places this week. Honestly.
Oh, really? I wonder where these places are going. It intrigues me, sir.
We're gonna bring stories. And I'm just gonna bring like stories that aren't metal, really. You know, that have anything to do with. They're just like fucked up crimes and shit like that. So I don't know. We don't. It's old guys and it's metal and it's a lot of other shit.
Other really things know. Can be metal.
So join us as we try to figure out what the fuck our podcast is about.
There you go. This week on this feed. Figure out with us where it's going.
No. So there you go, man. Need more Tyler, Federation. Any more, you know, one more of me. Check Engine Light Podcast and Old Guy Metalcast.
Yeah.
What else do we have before we depart? Is that it?
What else do we have? I might have gotten as stoned as I ever was in my life on Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So Travis made these cookies, right?
All right.
And he was like, yeah.
He's really into baking weed shit, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's always got cookies on the go.
What a tremendous hobby for somebody you live with to have.
I know. So, like, he made these really good cookies, and they didn't taste like weed at all. And he looked at me and was like, so I just made some stronger ones? Because, like, his whole point, he's trying to get his best high cookie that he can handle, really. That's what he's trying to do. And so he's like, I made these stronger ones. I think this is what I'm going to keep them at. He's like, you want to try them? I was like, yeah, sure. And he takes three and he gives them to me, right? The week before, I had eaten two of his weaker ones. And I got a pretty good buzz. You know, like, I was pretty good. So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to eat three. He's like, yeah, no, you should eat three. And I was like, I got pretty stoned off the last two. I think I'm just going to eat two. So I ate two. They were delicious. Made me want to eat the third because it was so good. But I was like, no, Travis, you take that third one. I don't want it. No, I'm good. These two, I think that's going to be good. Thank God. Thank you, baby Jesus, that I didn't take the third one. Because what was it? We were watching Dynamite. We're halfway through watching Dynamite when I ate them. I go out for a cigarette, and I come in to play some Xbox. and I turn it on. And initially, I turned on Star Wars, that Star Wars game. And I got to the main screen, and it hit me like a wave, just how stoned I was. My chest was vibrating. My eyes were vibrating. I didn't know what to do. I had to turn off the game. I was like, okay, I'll go to something else. This is too much for me. I go to that one, and I just kept it on the main menu for about 45 minutes, just staring at it. I had that high where you thought about things you did like 10 years ago, and I was like, fuck, Tyler, that's going to come back to haunt you one of these
days. I'm such a piece of shit.
And that's the high I had. That's the high I had, and I was just so stoned, I just had to go to bed.
If that was 2E3, you'd have been having a fucking panic attack on the front lawn.
I think if I had eaten the third one, I might have cried. Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking touchy, man. Me and my boy spit like a big fucking Rice Krispie bar.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pro-made one, you know, but we split it, and dude, I was driving, and I had like a panic attack. I like almost pulled over. I was like, felt like I had to pull over my car and get out and lay in the grass. And just like lay in this person's boulevard. Like, I couldn't. I fucking had, and then I got home. And I had like a legit panic attack, man.
Yeah, that's.
And I don't have panic attacks, man. It's not something I really have. So
it's the only time I'm gonna get one. Yeah, is
you gotta be so careful with it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, you get it's like you get that perfect, but it's you can definitely go too far. Mm-hmm. You know, even smoking, you can't go. I could smoke all day and night, and you're gonna get to a certain level. It's gonna be crazy, but it's not gonna be anything like that.
No, but you eat it. Buddy, it's a complete, it's a more psychoactive.
You can fucking really overdo it easily.
Oh yeah, you can. It was because it changes the chemical balance of the THC, and it becomes something completely different, and it's more of a closer to a psychoactive drug than it is marijuana. Yeah.
And if that's what you had off two, I would eat one, maybe.
I'm not eating two anymore. Two was no.
How many did he eat?
Three.
Oh, fucking wild, man.
I think at night after Travis eats three of those, when you talk to him, he fucking sees your voice and hears your look. You know what I mean? Like, everything's ass backwards. He's got to be half. You know what I mean? He's just
he can wired for sound.
Yeah. Yeah. He's wired for sound, right? Like, just.
Dude, I can taste numbers right now.
You taste like the number 33.
Threes are really sweet.
Six is really
sweet. Can't fuck with it.
No. It's something else.
Yeah, definitely got to be careful. But it's great. It's a great way to, you know, I hope they legalize here so I can just go out and buy a little, you know.
Yeah.
Little snacks, because they're so nice when you go places, you know, like on the go.
They are.
You just want to pop a little fucking edible and.
Mm-hmm. Like me being an avid candy fan, like I've had like watermelon slices, like candies that were. Like 10 milligrams, like eat four of those, and it's just like, fuck yeah. Right? So,
is that like a good, is that where you're like fucking ready to go or what?
My easiest way to control it, like when it comes to edibles, are with those pro made candies for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's usually four for me. If I eat four of those candies, yeah, good to go.
Anytime I do eat shit, it's always homemade stuff. So, I don't know, but. I'm not sure what my perfect milligrams is, but
yeah, and like for me, it's for like my brother. He won't like Travis has gone so far as doing 300.
Like, it's like fucking Joey Diaz over there.
Like Travis, like when it comes to eating weed, because like I smoke more weed than Travis does, and Travis takes that as the fact that my tolerance is higher than his. Right, even for edibles, so like he'll always try to get me to eat the same amount of edibles that he does. I was like, no, dude.
He's gonna fucking blow his brain out eating that shit like that. Eating 300 milligrams, dude. Holy fuck.
Like now.
What does he do? What does he even do when he eats that much of that
shit?
Like,
that's not what he does all the time, right? Like,
well, no, I know, but like he's when you ate two and you were as fucked as you were, what was he doing after he ate three?
Nothing. Sleeping, I'd say.
Like, what else? What the fuck are you gonna do? That sounds terrible. Spinning in your bed, like, thinking about all the times that you fucking made yourself look like an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, going so far as
time when you were six and like stole money out of your mom's purse or something, you know?
Yeah, you just start to cry one single tear for it. Can't believe I did that.
Like, call her up at like 3 a.m. I'm sorry,
mom.
I was a kid that I stole his money.
$5.
I can't anymore. I was like, what the fuck is going on with you? Did you eat some of those cookies that Travis made?
Yeah, I did.
It's great.
God damn.
That was great.
But yeah, well, that was the weed. No, I don't either. I got nothing
except
else.
Like that I need to piss really bad.
I gotta pee really bad too, and I'm dying for a cigarette, so it's perfect time to end this.
There you go. Fuck you guys. No, we thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, interacting on Twitter, people in the Facebook group, just everybody, man. You know, much love to you. Yeah. This is I don't know.
Now you just got to go
show. I just think I could doing the show to these motherfuckers, to the people. You know what I'm saying? That we know.
Yep. Yeah. No, I feel you. Now you guys just got to go buy Wreckfest, and we'll be, you know.
There's a lot of dudes I know who don't have game systems. They don't game.
Guys, it's like on sale for like the next 2 days. Right? Like, come on. You got 2 days, you can get it for half off. Go for it. Take the plunge.
Yeah.
The next.
Well, if you have an Xbox, yeah.
Yeah.
If some people are out of gaming, they've dropped off on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's supposed to have kids and shit's pretty tough, but
It must be. It has to be.
As I said before, it's like if you're down, you know, you're feeling, especially now, you feel like, fuck, man. You come home, you're just like very depressed or whatever with this current situation. Do you get an Xbox, play games with your friends, and just laugh your fucking head off and just have a goddamn good time.
Yeah. I gotta give a shout out to Chris Savage before we go, who messaged me last week and was like, hey, just got Fire Pro. We should play. And I bought an Xbox. So I feel like shit. So if you're wondering why I haven't added you on PlayStation yet, Chris, it's because I haven't turned it on. And I've been playing my Xbox. So apologies, sir.
Because now your PlayStation is obsolete.
I use my PlayStation for YouTube and stuff because you're advised not to use the next-gen consoles for that stuff because it's so power-intensive that it burns up way too much power to justify its use for YouTube.
What?
Yeah, if you take using a TV or old last-gen console or Chromecast or anything else, the amount of power the next-gen systems use to just stream is uncanny in comparison. It's just because
I'm gonna end up down that road because I use my Xbox One for everything, dude.
I use my PS4 for everything too. Yeah,
YouTube. It's if we're home and I'm not like playing guitar or jaying off or something, like my Xbox is on.
Jaying off, yeah. Just jaying.
Can't jay my D.
Jay my D all over my P.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's my plate.
Well, I don't gonna do it, I guess.
Yeah. Jim's got to go JSD.
Yeah. Next week we'll come back again. We'll talk about Royal Rumble. Who knows what else?
Beach
what else
break. We'll talk about Beach Break.
Beach Break. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some good matches on that.
Yeah, there is. There is. It's gonna be a decent show, I would assume, and you know, before we head on down, I can just talk about some of the matches here. Kip Sabin, Penelope Ford Wedding, who cares? It's the Tag Team Battle Royal, Thunder Rosa, Britt Baker, and Kenny Omega and Good Brothers taking on Jon Moxley, Pac, and Rey Fenix. So,
yeah, dude.
Should be a fucking
That's good. I'm stoked for banger. That.
And I'm still holding out hope that it's going to be on a beach. So.
I don't think it is. They're still in Jacksonville. I thought they were moving.
You can't do a beach show at Jacksonville because there's no beach in Jacksonville.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I thought they were moving their shit.
I think it was February. I thought it was February, honestly. But I don't know 100%. I hope it's the change. This week is the change. I really do, because I'm ready to get out of Daly's place for a bit.
Yeah. There you go, boys. And girls, I guess. We'll be back next week to talk more shit. Until then, may you get all the dick and a pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other.
So I had this dream.